On this week's You and the Law, attorney Linda Greer talks about the papers of life. The papers that lawyers always tell you to have are a will, a power of attorney, and a health care proxy. Why do you need them?
They are three different documents. They do distinctly three different things. A last will and testament is essentially, in simple terms, a list of instructions that you leave to be followed after you've passed away. It allows you to designate who is to receive your estate, any restrictions or conditions that you want to put onto the inheritance. It also allows you to appoint a guardian for children who might be under the age of 18. And it allows you to appoint an executor, the person that would wrap up all of your final affairs after you pass away. The other two documents, a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy, are documents that are relevant while you are alive, generally in a situation where you are incapable of handling your own affairs. So you were in a car accident, for example, and now you're laid up and recovering, or you have dementia and you're not able to make decisions for yourself. The power of attorney is where you appoint an agent or more than one agent to handle things such as paying your bills, dealing with all of your investments, dealing with your paperwork, filing your tax return. So all the household business transactions you would normally do for yourself, you would appoint to a power of attorney agent. And a healthcare proxy is where you appoint an agent to make your medical decisions for you in the event that you're not able to make those decisions for yourself.
Is it the same person in each case, or may you wind up with three different people for three different paperwork?
It could be the same person. We have oftentimes it's the spouse. So, for example, in your will, you might appoint your spouse as your primary beneficiary, your executor. They're also your power of attorney agent and your healthcare agent. It could be the same person. You could pick different people. Incidentally, you can pick more than one person as your executor. You can pick more than one person as a power of attorney agent. For healthcare, however, you can only have one at a time. So you could have a primary and then multiple backups in place. But the doctors want to be dealing with a particular individual, so they want one agent at a time there.
Different people believe their religion says different things about being allowed to die at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make sure that your views on that are very clear and very specific?
Yes. So that you're in that case, it would be, for example, in conjunction to a healthcare proxy where you appoint an agent, you can also do a living will, and that can actually specify what your wishes might be. For example, it's come across my desk several times in my career where a person believes that, you know, they don't want any sort of blood transfusions or any blood products or anything like that. So, you know, we're very clear about what their wishes might be. I've had both ends of the spectrum where some people want everything done to keep them alive. You know, do everything that you possibly can. Other people say don't do anything.
We have an increasing number of people locally from other countries, of other religions, of other languages. How does all of this tie into New York state law on things like wills?
Right. Well, obviously, to the extent that an individual's cultural belief or preference can be meshed together with New York state law, we make that happen. But because you're living in New York, you are under the jurisdiction of New York, so New York state law does prevail. So we have to make sure that things comply with New York state law. So, for example, if you're appointing an executor, that person has to be over the age of 18. They either have to be a New York State or United States citizen. Sometimes we have people that would like to appoint a family member, but that person actually is a citizen and a resident of another country. Well, we can't have them serving as an executor alone in New York. They must serve with a New York State resident. So, to the extent that we can make it happen, we will. But there are rules that we have to follow, and we just have to make sure that we comply with what New York state law says.
Even if the individual involved is from a religious tradition that has other rules.
Correct. I mean, you are subjecting yourself to New York state law by living here as a resident of the state. And so you do need to make sure that your documents actually comply with New York state law. But again, we may try to make it happen. You have to be an adult. You have to be able to read and write the English language. So there are some rules about what you can and can't do. And we will try to make that happen to the best of our ability. If somebody comes to me and they tell me this is what I want to have happen, we offer suggestions about ways to try to make that happen or things to do, steps to take to try to accommodate that. But if we can't do it, we have to frankly just tell the client we can't do that, unfortunately.
Today here on You and the Law, attorney Linda Greer has been here, and we're talking about the paperwork of life. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.